Okay, so DeFi, right? Decentralized finance.
It's everywhere you turn these days.
It really is. Everyone's talking about it, promising a financial revolution and all that.
Right. And it can be exciting.
Oh, absolutely.
But honestly, it's a lot to wrap your head around.
You can feel like you're navigating a maze in the dark sometimes, for sure. So, on that note, today we're taking a deep dive into one part of this whole DeFi maze.
We are. We're looking at the Goblins protocol specifically and how your Bitcoin Cash can play a role in it.
Yeah, because you know me, always interested in how things affect what's actually in our digital wallets, right?
Exactly.
And specifically, we're going to unpack this whole thing about WBCH.
Wrapped Bitcoin Cash.
Wrapped Bitcoin Cash, and why you might want to use it within this Goblins protocol.
Exactly.
Yeah,
Because it's not as simple as just jumping in with your BCH, right?
right. So before we even get into WBCH, let's set the stage a bit. What is the Goblins protocol, and why should anyone even care?
So, at its core, Goblins is a decentralized exchange, or a DEX, as the cool kids are calling them.
A DEX.
Yes. But Goblins isn't just another DEX, right? What sets it apart is its unique way of incentivizing liquidity providers. And for anyone who doesn't know, these are the users who basically make these decentralized trading platforms possible.
Right, the lifeblood of a DEX.
Exactly.
Because without something to trade against, it's not very useful for anybody.
Exactly. And Goblins, they've got some really clever tokenomics at play to encourage people to become liquidity providers. And that's where this whole WBCH thing comes into play.
Okay, so we've got this platform, Goblins Protocol, doing some interesting stuff with incentives, and we've got our Bitcoin Cash. Now, where does the WBCH fit in?
So this is where the history of Bitcoin Cash kind of bumps into the evolution of DeFi in an interesting way.
Okay.
You see, BCH, as many listeners know, it predates the SAP 20 token standard.
Ah, okay.
And this SAP 20 standard, it's basically become like the lingua franca of the DeFi world, if you will. It's what many platforms are built on, including Goblins.
So it's like Bitcoin Cash showed up to the party speaking like ancient Sumerian, and everyone else is now fluent in, I don't know, Esperanto or something.
That's a great way to put it, like trying to fit a square peg in a round hole. Goblins needs that common language, that SEPA 20 standard, to interact with tokens.
Hence the need for our friend WBCH. It's like we're giving our Bitcoin Cash a new outfit, one that lets it mingle at this exclusive SEPT 20 club.
Precisely. And this outfit change, it's not some shady back alley deal. It happens through a secure process governed by these things called smart contracts.
Smart contracts always sound so futuristic, even though they've been around for a while now.
They really do.
Yeah.
But think of it this way. With WBCH, the Goblins protocol itself acts as kind of a neutral intermediary. You give the Goblins protocol your BCH,
Okay.
and they hold it securely.
Oh.
And in return, they issue you an equivalent amount of WBCH. And then you can use this WBCH freely within the Goblins ecosystem. But the important part is your original BCH. It's still there, safe and sound, and you can swap back anytime.
So just to be crystal clear for our listeners, we're not talking about changing the inherent value of your Bitcoin Cash here, right? A dollar is still a dollar.
Exactly. It's still BCH, just wearing a new hat, so to speak.
Yeah.
We're just giving it the compatibility it needs to function in this specific DeFi playground. It's all about access.
Access, I like that. So you've got your BCH, you do this little switcheroo, you get your WBCH. What's the big payoff? What can you actually do with it on Goblins?
Ah, the million-dollar question. This is where things get really interesting because now your BCH, dressed up as WBCH, can participate in all these DeFi opportunities that Goblins offers. For example, and this is a big one, you can provide liquidity to trading pairs on the platform. And by doing that, you can earn a share of the trading fees.
Okay, so back up just a little bit. For those of us who might not be totally fluent in DeFis, what does it mean to provide liquidity?
Good point. So imagine a pool of, let's say, WBCH and another token, we'll call it Token X.
Okay, got it. WBCH and Token X swimming around together.
Perfect. Now, when people want to trade WBCH for Token X or vice versa, they use this liquidity pool. They don't have to wait for another person to make the exact opposite trade, which can take a while.
That's always the problem, right? Finding that perfect match.
Exactly. So by providing liquidity, you're essentially contributing to that pool of WBCH and Token X. And every time someone makes a trade using that pool, a small fee is taken. And that fee, it's distributed proportionally to everyone who provided liquidity. It's like your WBCH is out there working for you, earning its keep.
That's actually really cool. So by wrapping our BCH, we're not just making it compatible with Goblins, we're potentially opening up these new avenues for like passive income, right?
Exactly. Of course, it's not without risks, like any investment.
Of course, of course.
You have to do your research.
Yeah.
You need to understand the specific risks associated with goblins' liquidity pools. Things like impermanent loss, which we could do a whole other deep dive on, honestly.
Yeah.
But the point is, always be informed before you jump in.
Right. Informed decisions are absolutely crucial in this space. Don't just ape in because it sounds cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But, you know, taking a step back from the nitty-gritty here, it strikes me that this whole concept of wrapping to bridge different crypto ecosystems is pretty significant in the grand scheme of things. I mean, this feels like a trend we might see more of, don't you think?
Oh, absolutely. As more blockchains and platforms pop up, each with its own set of rules and standards, this idea of wrapping could become increasingly important. It might be the key to greater interoperability in the crypto world.
It really makes you think about the future of all this, doesn't it? Who knows what new platforms or standards are coming down the pipeline, and if our favorite coins will need a new wardrobe to join the party.
Right.
So much to consider. Well, on that note, if you're listening and this whole world of DeFi and goblins and wrapped tokens has piqued your interest, we definitely encourage you to check out the Goblins protocol yourself. Do your own research.
Always do your research.
Always, always. And make sure this whole DeFi thing aligns with your own personal investment goals and risk tolerance and all that good stuff.
Exactly.
But it's a fascinating example of how innovation is constantly reshaping the world of finance.